Have you ever noticed if you go into CVS or Walgreens or Myers, you know, the pharmacy area, there's aisles and aisles of cleaning products. Soaps and shampoos and conditioners and toothpaste for our body. I don't go there very often because I only need to buy shampoo once every 3 years. But you notice there's all kinds of cleaning stuff for our bodies. Hard bars, soap. And then if you go to the grocery sector, there's all kinds of detergents for clothes, for dishwashers. And then there's aisles and aisles of cleaning products for our homes. Spray bottles and sponges, cleaning solutions for the floors and carpets, soaps for our homes and our cars, bleaches and sterilizers. Everything to clean the dust out of the house. You know, when you think about it, we're kind of obsessed with cleaning, aren't we? Look at the first reading from Leviticus. We hear the Lord talking to Moses and Aaron about the sores of leprosy and how they should be considered unclean. So what are the sores of leprosy? What in our world today can make us unclean? We know how to clean the outsides, but what makes us unclean on the insides? Look at the temptations we have in our world. We can become addicted to drugs, alcohol, gambling. We can develop bad attitudes. We can hold judgments. We can be selfish. We can show dislike. We can speak negatively about others in what they say and do. We can become unclean on the inside, and then it oozes out of us. So let's go back. We know how to clean our clothes. We know how to clean the dishes. We know how to clean our stuff. But how do we clean ourselves on the inside? How do we clean our spiritual sides? How do we clean our thinking and acting sides? We know holding on to anger, holding on to hurts can lead us to be judgmental and critical of others. We know evil thoughts can lead us to think unkind. We can speak unkind. We can act unkind. But wait, why are we here in this room? We come because we want to think like Jesus Christ. We want to be made clean by Jesus. Just like the leper who had the courage to kneel before Jesus and ask him to clean him, we have the courage to ask Jesus, to trust Jesus, to say to Jesus, if you wish, you can make me clean. Jesus, with the leper, is moved with compassion. He has the courage to reach out and touch him. I do will it. Be made clean. So let us remember, we come to this room each week to encounter Jesus, to be made clean by Jesus. We want our words and our deeds, we want our attitudes and our actions, we want our motivations and our drives to be in the spirit of love, to be in the spirit of Jesus. Lent starts next week. What day is it? Ash Wednesday, a time to look at ourselves and to ask ourselves, how spiritually clean am I? And what sins do I need to have washed away? What actions, what attitudes do I need to give up? Where do I need to be made clean? Let us remember, the soap of our salvation is reconciliation. The soft scrub for our souls is the body and blood of Jesus in the Eucharist. The dawn of our day is when we wash ourselves with the words of Jesus, who inspires us to live good, clean lives of faith and love. So let us not forget. Jesus' will for us is to bring the cleanliness of his gentleness and compassion to our world. To be people who speak his words of love, not words that need to be washed out of with soap. Today we remember the phrase, cleanliness is next to godliness. Today we pray that we may be washed clean by Jesus. We pray in thanksgiving that his will for us is that we are people who strive to live good, clean, holy lives, faith, and love. Amen? Amen.